Super Bowl betting surge sees thousands of bets per second. The Super Bowl, an annual spectacle of sports and entertainment, not only captivates millions with its on-field action but also draws in a massive wave of betting activity. This year, however, the scale of online betting reached unprecedented levels, showcasing a burgeoning trend in American sports culture. According to data released by GeoComply, a company specializing in verifying the location of internet gamblers, the Super Bowl witnessed a surge in online betting activity, with transactions peaking at nearly 15,000 per second. This staggering figure reflects the growing embrace of online platforms for sports wagering, with many enthusiasts opting to place their bets right before kickoff. Related. Super Bowl 58 predicted to smash wagering records. Super Bowl betting surge. The significance of this surge is underscored by GeoComply's revelation that verification checks increased by over 22% compared to the previous year. With just over 122 million checks processed in 28 states offering online sports betting, excluding Florida, it's evident that the allure of online gambling is stronger than ever. Geolocation technology lies at the heart of this digital betting frenzy, ensuring that punters are physically within state borders before they can place their wagers. This reliance on technology highlights the evolving landscape of gaming and sports betting regulation and enforcement on the U.S. online gambling market. Anna Sainsbury, CEO of GeoComply, emphasized the historic nature of this year's Super Bowl, attributing the record-breaking activity to the ongoing shift towards the legal sports betting market. With Las Vegas hosting its first Super Bowl amidst this transition, the event marked a milestone in the intersection of sports, technology, and commerce. The game itself, where the Kansas City Chiefs secured their second consecutive NFL title by defeating the San Francisco 49ers, further fueled the excitement surrounding betting activities. However, the unpredictability of the game, including an unexpected overtime, left many sportsbooks reeling from significant losses. Craig Mucklow, vice president of trading for Caesars Sportsbook, revealed that the game going into overtime resulted in multi-million dollar losses for sportsbooks, with popular bets such as the overtime occurrence paying out at 9-1 odds. Despite these setbacks, betting on player props provided some relief for certain sportsbooks, although not all predictions materialized. Record-breaking bets and new odds announced. FanDuel, the official odds provider for the Associated Press, reported record-breaking figures with 14 million bets totaling $307 million, originating from 2.5 million customers. This unprecedented level of engagement underscores the widespread appeal and reach of online sports betting platforms. Looking ahead, several sportsbooks have already issued odds for next year's Super Bowl winner, with the San Francisco 49ers slightly favored over the Kansas City Chiefs. This anticipation reflects the enduring allure of sports betting and its integral role in the broader cultural fabric of American sports fandom. In summary, the surge in online betting activity during the Super Bowl signifies a paradigm shift in how Americans engage with sports wagering, fueled by technological advancements and regulatory changes. As the industry continues to evolve, it's clear that online platforms will play an increasingly central role in shaping the future of sports betting in the United States.